And so I would say that don't always go through the tiny little door that everyone's trying to rush through. Maybe go around the corner and go through the vast gate that no one's taking. Thank you very much. I guess we have time for, do you want to take a few questions or? Oh yeah, people want to take a few questions. We have a few minutes time. Yeah, go ahead.
Since as you mentioned earlier, often monopolies and private competition often look similar because of the narratives people tell or the narratives we tell ourselves. Do you have any ways to easily determine the difference when you're looking at an idea or evaluating your own idea?
Well, I'd say the question I always try to focus on is what is the actual market? So not what's the narrative of the market, because you can always tell a fictional story about a market that's much bigger or much smaller, but what is the real objective market? So it's always, yeah, you always try to figure it out and you realize people have incentives to powerfully distort these things. Yeah?
So which of the aspects of monopolies that you mentioned would you say that software companies like Google or Pixar?
Well, they have network effects with the ad network. They had proprietary technology that gave them the initial lead because they had the PageRank algorithm, which was sort of an order of magnitude better than any other search engine. You have economies of scale because of the need to store all these different sites, and at this point you have brands. So Google has all four. Maybe the proprietary technology is somewhat weaker at this point, but definitely it had all four, and maybe 3.5 out of 4 now.